here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, our first panel talked about the nutritional value of peanuts and how really it's good for both obesity and as well as fighting hunger. And right now with me is one of the panelists. And Pat, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Pat Carney. I'm president of PMK Associates and also program director for the Peanut Institute.
You presented a lot of really good nutritional information about peanuts and lots of new studies that have been done. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's a lot of exciting information. We've known for some time that peanuts are full of good fat and are heart healthy, but now we're seeing that all of the other nutrients in peanuts are contributing to reasons why they're good for diabetes, they're good for weight maintenance and weight management, and also maybe a number of other diseases and conditions, as well as basically promoting a long, healthy life.
Well, weight management, of course, you know, you get a lot of people who say, well, peanuts are high, you know, they are fattening. You know, people think they're fattening, but at the same time, there are some characteristics about peanuts that help with weight management. Tell us about that.
Well, it's in it maybe a bit of a play on words, but actually, as peanuts are good for hunger, they're literally good for hunger, even in a world of people who may be overweight. One of the issues on weight management is that people tend to graze a lot, and when they eat foods, particularly foods that are high in simple carbohydrates or sugars, that has a reaction in the body. It makes your blood sugar go high very quickly. And then insulin is released to take care of it, and then it makes your blood sugar go very low very quickly. And so all of a sudden you're set off on a roller coaster ride throughout the day. And then you get hungry and you start nibbling. And over the course of a day, we've basically become a nation of snackers. And people some now are eating sometimes even 10, 12 more times a day. So what peanuts do is our studies have shown that when peanuts compared to other foods, you might have a carbohydrate snack that maybe satisfies you for about a half an hour, whereas we found that, you know, just an ounce of peanuts can satisfy you for about 3 hours. So that can get you through the afternoon, which is the most vulnerable period for people who are trying to diet. And just those extra calories you can save each day from not grazing might be enough in the course of the week. If you can cut 500 calories a day out of what you're eating each day, that's a pound lost each week. And so peanuts can help substantially with that. What's very exciting also is we've got some very interesting new data that's showing some of the reasons why peanuts are helping with weight management. So, for example, one thing is there are three things that can affect peanuts. One I just talked about, and our other studies have shown that there's a compensation factor. So if you don't eat other foods and other calories, that accounts for maybe two-thirds of the additional calories that you might be having. So you substitute peanuts for other foods that you'd be nibbling or eating on. The second thing is, if you're eating peanuts, you might not chew them completely. And as you know, those bits and chunks pass all the way through the body. And secondly, we've found in more detail, when you chew a lot, the cell walls of the peanut, which are primarily fat, are not broken down as much. And so again, those pass through the body. And so some of the calories, maybe up to 20%, are not eaten. And then a third very interesting new area is that maybe 10 or 11% could affect what they call resting energy expenditure. And that means metabolism. So there's some thinking that protein is harder to metabolize for your body. And so it works harder, and they call it a thermogenic effect, where your body works harder and burns more calories to begin to break down that protein. And there's a couple of studies that are looking like peanuts might have that effect as well. So those things combined, actually, not only do you have the factor of peanuts being more satisfying and taking hunger away, but there are these other mechanisms at work. And actually, a fourth mechanism that's very new that we'll be hearing more about soon is that the when you eat peanuts, it triggers a hormonal response for hunger hormones that signal your brain that you're full. And peanuts also have that very interesting factor.
Another thing you talked about that I found interesting, we hear a lot about antioxidants and the foods that are high in antioxidants. And you talked about some, you compared peanuts, particularly with the skin on, which is another thing we don't think about, to other foods that we hear about that are high in antioxidants. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, peanuts are very exciting because most of the peanuts that we eat are without the skins. And they do very well when they're compared with other foods. They're higher than many foods without antioxidants. But just like your mother would say growing up, eat the not only eat the apple, eat the skin. And we know with fruits and vegetables, the skin is where there's a lot of protective nutrients in the skin of most foods. And so the skins of the peanuts are actually at a huge amount more of bioactives. And so, for example, peanuts with skins have more antioxidants and bioactives than blueberries, than green tea, than chocolate. So the skins are actually very, very healthy, and it's a great way to eat your peanuts.
Pat, tell me, this research, this nutrition research in particular, how is this funded?
This is funded by primarily by the peanut industry. A number of years ago when the Peanut Institute was founded, because people thought peanuts were nothing more than fat in a shell and similar to lard and butter in terms of health, a lot of government officials and others even were saying, don't eat peanuts. So there was about 40% of the snack market was lost in the early 90s when people started counting fat grams, and peanuts have a high amount of fat. So the peanut shellers came together and said, we've got to do something. We can move very quickly. So the shellers did a voluntary checkoff amongst themselves. And then since that time, they reached out, and the grower groups have been contributors, and as have manufacturers, to basically increase that. The other thing that we've done to increase the funding is we've applied for grants and done some work to get some USDA funding for some studies as well. So, for example, we have a major study that has gone on with children, overweight children at Baylor Medical School, and that's actually USDA ARS money. And then lastly, some of the money that's been done on hunger and satiety, the folks at Purdue, Dr. Mattis, has received some money from the CRISP funding. So it's basically been a great effort, but something that the industry has done a very, very good job with the money that is available, considering what the competition has to work with.
Very, very, very good. It's good to see the industry helping themselves in that way. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.